It's the Pittsburgh Tech Report, a weekly snapshot of technology trends, newsmakers, and research in our region. I'm Mark Neutbar, 90.5 WESA. A University of Pittsburgh bioengineering professor has grabbed a $1.5 million grant to further the school's study of artificial stem cells. Professor David Vorp's work centers on engineered vascular grafts that are often used in diabetics. However, the cells taken from those patients are often not good for creating the grafts. The U.S. has seen its first death resulting from a crash involving a car in self-driving mode. According to government records and a Tesla statement, Joshua D. Brown of Canton, Ohio, died in the May 7th crash in Wolfston, Florida, when his car's cameras failed to distinguish the white side of a turning tractor-trailer rig from a brightly lit sky and did not automatically activate its brakes. The government says it is investigating the design and performance of the Tesla system. This week, the Pittsburgh Tech Report takes on vulnerable medical patients with the help of a new app.
Vulnerability for us is a population that are all at or below the federal poverty level.
That's Wellbridge Health CEO Cynthia Zeidel speaking from her Southside office.
We really are solving the problem of connecting people who are vulnerable with complex diseases and using technology to help them stay in their home, learn more about the disease, so they're living healthier and ultimately staying out of the hospital, out of the emergency room, and saving health plans money.
Wellbridge is just moving out of its pilot project and into its first phase of contracts. The idea is to contract with health insurance providers that cover Medicaid and some specific Medicare patients. They'll then work with those individuals to improve their health outcomes. Wellbridge gets paid and the insurance company saves money because their clients spend less time with doctors. To help keep the vulnerable clients out of the emergency room, Wellbridge has created an app that asks five simple questions.
They're very graphically represented, so they're easy to just pick a face or pick a graphic versus having to read a lot.
The questions are tailored to the client's specific illness. But since these are low-income clients, they're not simply told to go to iTunes and download something. When a Wellbridge social worker makes an initial home visit, they bring with them an iPhone Plus that comes with a free data plan and calling. Zeidel says they find that to be far better than a dedicated device.
When we give them an iPhone and they're able to video chat with their grandchild, or they're able to download and use apps that might help their cognitive level, so we encourage the use of the phone. And we also wanted the ability for them to have a phone number and their PCP to have a phone number. With this population, oftentimes people might have a flip phone that the state gave them that they're worried about using their minutes. So we encourage them to be connected.
Along with getting daily data from those five questions, clients might get a Bluetooth-enabled scale or blood sugar meter, depending on their ailments, which would report back to the company. And once a week, a social worker checks in with a client via video chat. Carrie Kearns-Yonich is one of those social workers. In her past job, she would have been driving all over town to see those clients. She says she doesn't think that the technology gets in the way.
I think people are really sort of excited by it. This is not something they've been exposed to very much. Once they understand it and learn to trust it, they feel as if it's just like any other appointment you would have.
Yonich echoes Zeidel's belief that the iPhone can also be beneficial in keeping the clients, who are often very isolated from society, more connected, which she says helps their health outcomes. Zeidel says the pilot project has seen a 93% response rate over 6 months for daily check-ins and video conferences. She'll be using that data as she tries to find new customers. And that's this week's Pittsburgh Tech Report. I'm Mark Neutbar.
Pittsburgh Tech Report is supported by ANSYS, developing engineering simulation software for clients worldwide since 1970.